USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding a Make America Great Again rally in Pennsylvania. The president talked about his success he had at NATO.
NATO has been ripping us. We've been defending Europe, and they're not paying their bills. So I went in and I said, folks, you got to pay up. You're delinquent. They'll be paying $200 billion. It took me 1 hour, but it was a rough hour. The head of NATO, Secretary General Stoltenberg, said to the press, they don't report it. They only make up stories.
Day three of the Paul Manafort trial wrapped up today, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 7 points to close the day at 25,326. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right. The number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A lot of people are weary when it comes to investing in cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Right now, one Bitcoin is worth just over $7,400. Perianne Boring is the founder of Digital Chamber, which deals a lot with digital currency. She says if you're dealing with Bitcoin, you better be ready for a long and bumpy road.
Yeah, you definitely need a strong stomach to operate in this space. If you look at the price of Bitcoin on a day-to-day basis, it does seem to be volatile, and that's one of the biggest criticisms people have of this digital currency. But if you're able to zoom out and look at this year over year, the price of Bitcoin on August 1st, 2017 was hovering around $2,700. So over the past year, Bitcoin has grown about 175%.
Pope Francis said that the death penalty is inadmissible under all circumstances and that the Catholic Church must work to abolish it. Pope Francis has long since railed against the death penalty, saying it can never be justified no matter how heinous the crime. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Weekly unemployment claims inched up a bit last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 1,000 more than the previous week, right on the analysts' prediction, though. The biggest increases in initial jobless claims were in Michigan, Kentucky, Missouri, and Kansas. Sharpest declines, New York, Georgia, Alabama, and Pennsylvania.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a self-described Democratic socialist who's running for the House of Representatives in New York's 14th Congressional District, went to California earlier this week and attended a campaign fundraiser. Well, that fundraiser costed $2,700 per head to attend. The event was sold out, and Democrat/Independent Joe Lieberman says if the Democrats keep moving to the left, that's a losing proposition come election time.
Well, first, just as a matter of substance in American values, it's not who we are. We're not a socialist country, and I don't want to see the party that, notwithstanding all the scars I have, I'm still a registered Democrat, become a socialist party. It's a democratic party. We believe in freedom. We believe in the free market system. The other thing to say is that to make the Democratic Party into a socialist party is a losing strategy. Because the American people, you ask people on a poll, somebody just did it, majority, big majority say they would never vote for a party that was socialistic, including a majority of Democrats.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.